I'm Stevie Brown, and this is Anatomy of a Play.
Giants up 42-27. Breeze back to throw. Sets over the middle. Pass intercepted by Stevie Brown. He undercut Graham. Brown running up the left side, and he's got blockers. They just got to get Breeze.
So as we start, I'm still the half-field safety right here. I have Webb, who's the cover two corner. He doesn't have anything in the flat, so he can stay on to this number one receiver a little bit longer. I have Boley over here, who's my hook dropper underneath number two. So as a cover two safety, I'm reading both these right here, and I'm looking, and I see Breeze. That just happened so quick. It happened so quick to talk about it. So whenever I'm back here in cover two, you want to make sure you have a good amount of depth so you can be able to break either this way or this way, because these are the two receivers that are going to be in your threat, threatening your zone. And so you want to be able to have enough depth to be able to break on either way. And since he threw it to Graham right here, with him being like 6'6 or so, basketball player, jump pretty high, the ball is usually thrown up there for him to get it and only him to get it. And so I wanted to be able to make sure I came around him to pick off the ball without colliding into him. And then on the run back, as I start, they say go to the near sideline, but I had to cut it back because there's more green grass. I see Tuck pick up the fullback, Prince pick up the quarterback, and 74 is the fastest offensive lineman in the game.
I set behind Breeze. Giants up 42-27. Breeze back to throw. Sets over the middle. Pass intercepted by Stevie Brown. He undercut Graham. Brown running up the left side, and he's got blockers. They just got to get Breeze. Brown to the left sideline to the 30. 25 and run out of bounds by Bushrod at the Saints 23.
That's a good job by Stevie Brown on that one. He stayed and kept leverage, kept his eyes on the deepest guy running up the field, and Brown just played center field and picked that one off.
Coach Pope really started it off. He has his little hands wall of fame, and then as it started getting bigger and bigger and people started talking about it, he started putting up pictures in everybody's locker about the King of the Mountain, and he actually went so far to order a crown. So whoever's the King of the Mountain gets to hold the crown in their locker for the week. And this week, it looks like it gets to be in my locker.